We're visiting with Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you just had one game last week, and it was against St. Mary's, and a 7-point loss against a really good team. But what'd you learn from that game, knowing St. Mary's has been a really good program over the last couple of years?
When you play St. Mary's, is that they kind of live and die by the 3-point shot. And I don't know why, for some reason, convincing our kids at the beginning of the game, before the game starts, that is a true fact. It's almost like they wait and let St. Mary's prove it to us. And after they've hit 4 or 5 threes to start the ball game and kind of build a little bit of a lead, then it's kind of hard for us to fight back. But, overall, I wasn't disappointed in the way we played. I think we played pretty well. We executed for the most part. But, again, it's kind of the same thing that's kind of given us trouble throughout the course of the year, is just little mistakes throughout the game, not getting a free throw rebound, or missing a layup here or missing a layup there. And it's giving up a defensive rebound when you're in a one possession game, and they end up getting it and put back and making the one possession game go to two. It's just, those things have happened throughout the course of the whole season. And, we're not doing as many of those mistakes, but we still do enough of those mistakes that it's hard for us to beat, a good team.
You've had some practice time after that game. You got one more regular season game coming up tomorrow at Lebo. Has there been anything that you've worked on?
It's just keep chugging along. This season's kind of went, unfortunately, the way we kind of thought it might go. We had this one of these years where we returned hardly any starters, and we lost 95% of our scoring off of last year. And you talk about rebuilding a season. Well, this was about as big of a rebuilding season as we've had at Osage in a long, long time. You want to win state championships every year. You want to win league every year. You want to have great seasons every year. But, the fact of the matter is, when you're in a small school, you kind of cycle through, and this was kind of one of our cycle years. It's, the kids have really tried hard. They've worked hard. They've listened. They've done everything we wanted them to do. It's just coming off of last year and having to replace everybody that we lost, it's been a difficult task, but we've gotten better. If you look at our season as a whole, we won our very first game against Northern Heights, and I think after that we went on a 7 or 8 game losing streak. And at about the mid-season tournament time, we started playing a lot better and things started to click and we got better. And we ended up salvaging a nice little season. We ended up getting second in our league tournament, which I thought, if anybody would have said that when we started that week, they would have never believed it would have happened. We beat a Rossville team here a couple weeks ago that's a really, really good team. They're long and got a lot of length, and they're a good basketball team. And what people don't miss in this equation is we've lost a lot of games by 5 points or less that, like I said earlier, just a mistake here and a mistake there that, if we just make fewer mistakes, we win a lot of those games. And it wouldn't be a far stretch for us to be, coming into sub-state at 500 or above 500 and looking to be a 4 seed and a 5 seed instead of a 7 seed. So that's kind of a summary of our year. And just keep trying to get better and just keep trying to improve. That's what we do every day.
And real quickly, talk about your seniors real quick and what they have meant to for you the last 4 years.
Well, we've got Cooper Parsons, who has been our point guard for the last 2 years. He's was our starting point guard last year on the team that went, I remember right, 17 and 5. So he was a point guard for a very good team. And we've got Chase Williams, who has improved immensely throughout this year, and Noah Lohmeyer, who's a hustler, and Brian Davies, who loves the game of basketball, has put a lot of time in and has improved throughout his 4 years. And we really appreciate everything they've done. And they've been a fun group to work with. And they keep showing up to practice and keep being our leaders and keep doing what we ask them to do. And you can't ask any more than that. So that's our seniors.
Visiting with Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, one more regular season game at Lebo tomorrow, and then you'll figure out your sub-stay assignment in the southeast of Saline sub-state. You know, most likely going to be on the road. If you're the 7, you could go to Burlington. If you're the 6, or, you know, if you're the 6, you could go to Santa Fe Trail. So that wouldn't be bad road trips, no matter what, in that first game of sub-state.
Yeah, I mean, the crazier things have happened. I mean, we beat Santa Fe Trail earlier this year, you know, and that was kind of our measurement game. When we started at the beginning of the year, they beat us by about 20 or so, and we ended up beating them by about 8 or 10 here halfway through the season. So, you know, that was our measurement game. So we would go to Santa Fe Trail. We'll go to Burlington. We'll play whoever. I wouldn't sleep on us. You just never know what this group of kids might just pull out of their hat, to be honest with you. But no one thought we could do anything at our midseason tournament. So they might surprise some people. Who knows? We'll see.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. I've enjoyed our chats throughout the season. Best of luck tomorrow with Lebo. I know going against one of your sons who is an assistant with Coach Becker at Lebo, so that should be interesting. So best of luck tomorrow in your regular season finale, and best of luck in sub-state, and I'll talk to you again next season.
Sounds great, Dylan. Take care.
That is Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.